Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver and 96.9 in Boulder. I am Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. Former CSU running back Kyle Bell is the general manager in Aurora, and he has been helping Ram fans get great new vehicles at fantastic prices. And if you mention you heard his ad on Ram Nation Radio, he'll give you an additional $500 off the sale price of a vehicle. So head into Ed Bozar Chevrolet at 2001 South of Anna Street in Aurora, and Kyle will take care of you. CSU senior forward J.J. Avila is our guest tonight. So, J.J., before we went to break, we talked about how you ended up at Navy. But while you were there, you had one of the best statistical seasons by a freshman in academy history. You were the 2011 Freshman of the Year in the Patriot League. You had two great seasons there before leaving the program with eight games left in your sophomore year. You never really talked about the circumstances surrounding that departure, other than that the military wasn't really for you. Some reports say you were dismissed. Others say you voluntarily left. Do you want to clear that up on why you left and what path you had in mind when you left there?
So I got suspended because my grades weren't as good as they should have been. Because I guess I was trying to focus on basketball too much, and I mean, Naval Academy is a pretty rigorous academic place. So if I couldn't play basketball there, I mean, I didn't really want to be there. So that's the reason I left. And then I just kept faith that when people heard that I left, that some schools would try contacting me, and they did. So I just tried to see what my other options were after that.
Quick story, because that's what I heard too. That we were at the CSU Air Force game back in January, and we're walking out after that great win. Obviously, you remember that. It was the game where there's a little fisticuffs, and you end up getting suspended there. And as we were walking out, and we're happy because CSU had gotten a win, there was an older lady with either her grandson or her son, probably college age, and they were just chirping. And this old lady in particular looked right at me. She goes, "You must be really proud to have such a dirty player at your school that gets dismissed from the Navy Academy, the Naval Academy, for honor code violations." I'm like, "Lady, you don't even know what you're talking about." So my response to her wasn't very nice, and my wife wasn't very happy with my lack of cordiality there. But it's just funny how, and obviously there was a lot, of emotion after that game, because you'd gone into there and won that game and gotten a little scuffle, and obviously the Air Force and Navy don't like each other, much less CSU. So that was funny. But besides all that, have you found that there's those misperceptions about you? Because, yeah, you're a tough guy on the court, but you seem really mild-mannered off the court. And I remember reading about you before you came to CSU, when you were playing in men's leagues and all that stuff. You would get picked on a little bit, and guys would try to come after you and fight you. And that just is a side of you that you don't normally see when you're a fan, but because you seem so mild-mannered.
I don't really pay attention to any of the fans and what they say, but I mean, I don't know. I'm a different guy off the court than on the court, like you said. But I'm a nice guy, but on the court, I mean, I'm like a physical player. I don't know. I mean, if that lady heard something about what I did, then I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but. I mean, I just let people talk. People have been talking, making stuff up about me since I was younger and in high school and stuff. So I mean, that stuff really doesn't affect me.
Seems to be a source of motivation for you, maybe.
Yeah, I just try and stay level headed. I never try and get up too high, too low on anything that I see about me, even if it's positive or negative. You know. I just worked so hard to get to where I am right now. I'm not trying to have a single person bring me down or just implode inside myself. With I just try and stay as humble as I can, and just try and keep getting better and be the best player I can be at the end of the day.
J.J. Avila, senior forward for CSU, was our guest. So you spent, like as I mentioned, you spent that year out of college basketball after you left Navy to work on your grades at a local junior college in your hometown. You played in those men's leagues while taking your classes. And you also worked a manual labor job cutting down trees with a chainsaw. Did all that change your perspective on basketball, kind of give you appreciation of your opportunities while you were sitting out that year?
Yeah, it definitely did. My dad, and I think that was a lesson my dad was trying to teach me. I went home when I was 20. I turned 21 while I was at home, and in the morning of my birthday, I had to go out to the ranch and cut some trees down and split them and try to make some money. So I mean, that's not the way I really want to spend my 21st birthday, but I mean, that's what I had to do at that time. And just trying, as I was there, I was just trying to keep the faith that I was going to get another opportunity. And I kept telling myself and anyone who wanted to listen that when I do get my opportunity, that I was going to make the most of it. And I tried telling all the coaches that would call me and stuff that they weren't going to make a mistake with me, because they're going to get a hard worker who. He's going to try and make the most out of his second chance, and that he's going to be very grateful for anyone who allows him to have a second chance. So, I mean, yeah, it definitely changed my perspective, and it's gotten me to work a lot harder.
Coach Eustacey, you mentioned him. He gave you kind of the shot to return to Division I basketball. How has it been playing for him?
He's a great coach. I mean, he demands just such hard work from all of his players, and being a leader on a team of his, it's very demanding. But I mean, I wouldn't want to play for anyone else, be anywhere else. He gets the most out of his players that he gets, and. I'm lucky to be playing for him and under his coaching staff, because I wouldn't be the player I am today without his guidance and him pushing me, and our team wouldn't be where we are right now without that either. So I mean, he's a great coach, he's a great teacher, he's great everything, you know. He's a little loony sometimes, but that, I mean, that's just him, you know. And he loves doing what he does, and he loves his teams that he coaches, and we can feel that, and we reciprocate that as well, and we just try and win for him too.
Before you chose CSU, you were also considering Tulane, but you ended up taking a visit to Fort Collins. What was it that brought you to CSU? When you got here, you ended up falling in love with it. What was it about Fort Collins and this university that brought you here?
I love the college town atmosphere. Fort Collins kind of reminds me of the valley. It's a little spread out, and things to do sometimes, and just the pride that Fort Collins has for CSU, all the green and gold everywhere. I really like that, and just the brotherhood atmosphere of the team wise when I got here was different than any of the other places that I went to visit. So, and that's all I was really looking for, and then just the winning aspect just really, really, really drew me in.
So it's hard to believe, JJ, but you've only got two home games left. You're hosting Air Force Saturday afternoon, and then Wednesday against San Jose State, which would be senior night. Hard to believe for you in your own eyes that your college career is winding down?
I mean, I knew it's crazy how fast it went, but I mean, I knew this day would come, and I feel like I've done the best I could up to this point, and you know, it's gonna be tough. Saying goodbye, but just trying to make the most of this last year and these last few games, and when it's all said and done, it's gonna be tough. But then we just move on to the next phases of our life, and I mean, I'll always be a Ram, so everything will be fine.
I know you'd love to play professional basketball. What lies ahead for you after graduation?
lake, but I'm just really focused on finishing this season, and we'll get to that when it gets here.
And you know, you talk about finishing the season. Tell me what you guys have to do to finish this year strong, with the two home games and the two road games to conclude the year, and to put yourself in a position to try to get in that NCAA tournament.
We're just gonna keep just keep getting better in practice. Coaches don't let up on us, and we know as a team that we need to keep winning. And none of these last four games, these are gonna be huge games, biggest games we've ever been in. And we just know we need to stay focused and don't look past any of these teams, and head into that conference tournament on a high note, and finish this off right.
Well, JJ, I know that you'd never say it, but you've been a huge part of this program's resurgence and this year's success. Fantastic scorer, but you do everything on the court well. It's been real a pleasure to watch you, and looking forward to seeing you finish the year strong and see what you can do in the tournament. I really appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, sir. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That was JJ Avila. What a great dude that guy is. I mentioned the story about the lady I ran into at the Air Force Academy because that really ticked me off that day. Yeah, that game, he let his emotions get the best of him. It was a heated game. Air Force players were trying to rough him up all game. If he finally snapped a little bit, took a jab in the back, he reacted. But attacking that kid's character like that lady did was ridiculous because she had no idea what that kid's all about. He's been a thrill to watch at CSU. And while CSU has been a very balanced scoring team this year, JJ has been the key cog of this team's success. There's no doubt about that. Even Wednesday night, on a down night for him, he scored 16 points, added 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a pair of steals in just 23 minutes before he fouled out with those 5 minutes to play. I think back to some of those big games that he had this year. You know, that CU game that was so memorable. You go on the road, play against a heated rival, you put up 19 points. He really picked that CSU team up when they went through a couple periods of cold shooting. Those 19 points gave the Rams some firepower when the rest of the team was struggling for a bit in that game. Got the big road win on a rival's court. He had a huge home game against UTEP. He scored 20 points in that game, which I believe gave the Rams their best start ever at 7-0. And who could forget his performance versus San Diego State at home a few weeks ago? 29 points in that hard-fought win over the Aztecs, who once again are poised to win another Mountain West regular season championship. And then, of course, he torched Air Force in that game I was just talking about, 28 points in that game on the road. So you know Air Force is going to have some revenge on their minds this Saturday as they come to town. That game is at 4 p.m. It'll probably be the pseudo, salute for senior night, considering the finale is against San Jose State on a Wednesday night. I think you'll get probably a bigger crowd on Saturday. Hopefully you do anyway. Sounds like there's going to be a storm rolling in, but hopefully both games draw good crowds, send these seniors off the right way. For those of you who are out of town, that game's going to be on Root Sports regionally, so you can tune in there. The rest of the games here on out are crucial. CSU can't afford less than really a 3-1 finish, in my opinion, to secure a spot in the NCAA tournament. You know, I think the Rams will handle both those home games, Air Force this Saturday, and then San Jose State on Wednesday. San Jose State is just dreadful. But going to Reno the following week, even though you beat them by 56 points earlier this year, it's never easy going on the road in the Mountain West. And then you conclude the regular season at Utah State, which is going to be Stu Morrill's final game as the head coach there, barring a postseason bid, obviously. But that regular season finale on the road in Logan, Utah, could be a snag. So it'd be great to see the Rams go 4-0 down the stretch. 3-1 probably gets you in, though. And then don't forget the women's team. I mentioned in the first segment, they are tied with New Mexico for the league lead. They go to Air Force Saturday and San Jose State Wednesday and conclude with Nevada and Utah State the following week at home. What an amazing job by Ryan Williams, looking to win his second consecutive regular season Mountain West title. I'd love to see those ladies win out and then win the Mountain West tournament, securing that bid to the NCAA tournament. Would be great reward for this group of players who've brought this program out of the dumps. You know, it had been in the dumps for a while, just like the men's program. So get out there, support these teams. That's all the time we've got for tonight. I want to thank Ed Bozar Chevrolet for sponsoring the segment, and thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to JJ Avila for joining us for a couple segments. That was huge. Great conversation with him. And thanks all of you for listening on a Friday night. I'm Joel Cantalamessi. You've been listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports. We'll be back next Friday at 8 p.m. Have a great night and go Rams.